Okay, okay, okay. You say you want some new headphones? I tell you what you do. Dígame.
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 You take your ass to Tweaked Audio. You put in the IDS code.
See?
You get 33% off.
See?
Free shipping. Lifetime warranty. Okay. And if anything happens to your headphones, pobrecito, you send the headphones back to Tweaked Audio and they get a new one faster than a rabbit gets fucked.
Oh.
See, si, si, amigo.
You got it?
Si, senor. Si.
Si.
Good. Peaches.
You are down in deep.
This is deep.
With Big B. Charlene, the queen. Drew Baby. And Mark, the dark wild.
Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go. Smell it, it's in the air.
Buenos dias, class.
Buenos dias, Mr. Muir.
Hola, senora. Señor, señor.
It's a good thing we have an editing buddy in here.
See.
What's going on, peoples? I am your man, Big B. I'm so glad that you were able to join us today on another journey through IDS stratospheres. Now, anyone that listens to this show with any regularity.
Mm-hmm.
Knows that very seldom, if ever, I do this show alone.
Mm-hmm. Never.
Never, never.
Today I have with me, for now.
Oh. Okay.
Might be a surprise.
Okay.
I have the queen.
Hola. ¿Cómo está? Bien.
And I have the doctor.
¿Qué pasa, mi amigo? Corona. Sí, mucho.
Didn't the Negro say Corona?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, no, I can say Negro. Yeah, that's
Negro.
I guess Negro is black.
He did not say bull. Yeah. Torres?
Torres?
El bulo?
Yeah. El bulo. Sí. Sí.
Sí.
Sí. Sí.
No. Not today.
Not today.
Dia.
Blue Munoz? Lunas. How you say blue in Spanish?
Azul.
Azul, si.
Azul, luna.
Azul, yeah.
All right. Azul, luna. Si. Hey.
I like to
offer my blah, blah. Give me
deepest.
A break, oh. Stop fucking with me, oh.
My most deepest and sincere apologies to listeners of Latin descent, and
horrible.
Promise you that there will never, ever, ever again in the history of the In Deep Show be any sort of shit like that.
Como se dice lies in
that goes
Espanol.
On. We will not.
There you go.
You didn't hear what I said, did you?
Not at one bit.
Please don't make me start.
I would love to learn that, though.
Don't make me start laughing, because then I'm gonna start coughing. Don't do it.
Okay, I'll be serious.
Espanol?
Sí, sí.
Fur, you like to learn Spanish?
Yes, sir.
Then why you ain't tell me?
Oh.
Okay.
Well, if you have just contacted me earlier, I could have given you lessons on the fly.
On the fly?
Only fly.
Only fly. I must remember.
Okay, I thought he was going to stop it like right there. So, okay. Okay.
How y'all doing this weekend, man?
This weekend?
How was your weekend?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm still in the weekend.
I know you are.
I'm momentarily. I've heard about this?
Uh-huh.
Like since I was 10 years old, but I've never really experienced it. Is this what you pedestrian folks call being between jobs?
Did you just call?
I'm just saying.
Pedestrian, sir?
Right.
Sir?
I guess we're in the intersection.
For whom the bell tolls time marches on.
Okay.
Is this what y'all call between jobs? I've never experienced this.
See?
No, I'm just kidding.
I know.
Getting a much-needed break.
So you can get your mind right. I got you.
Get the mind screwed on.
I got you.
And get everything copacetic. Gotten a lot done. I'm happy.
Good for you.
Got a lot of stuff done. Just a lot. I'm not going to get too deep into all of that, but I've got a lot done.
What's up?
Cool.
No doubt. Shout out, I don't know what name she went by last time she was here. She just worked government.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Miss Tanya.
Yep.
She wanted to join us today, but something came up.
She was busy.
And she had to, No clean underwear.
Hello, wow. Commando? Hello?
I thought you had to tell her.
Yeah, we all family.
I'm saying. No, Commando is very freeing.
I'm like, listen.
Isn't
especially
it?
With a skirt.
Mm-hmm.
Or, a dress.
Remember when I did the show with just my jersey and I have on any shorts?
Uh-huh.
Under
I remember
you
very
pictures?
Well.
Yeah.
I did not take a picture of you, sir.
Oh.
I do remember. It cost me
$125.
Oh, okay.
Because there's no way I was going to let that seat remain in this studio, so I had to throw that shit out.
Oh, okay. Good for you.
I was wondering why I look new.
New to the studio.
Okay.
Well. Yeah, there's that.
All right.
No doubt. So, how was y'all's weekends?
It's okay. I didn't really do anything.
The extreme copious amounts of rain. Now, Saturday, I would have blessed you with monsoon.
Right, no doubt.
Dude,
no
come
doubt.
On, man. That's been happening, I'm telling you.
Usually, you could get like 4 drops at your windshield on a sun shower.
No.
And you'll be like, oh, it's monsooning down here.
See, it doesn't happen over here, but it always happens over there. And I told you.
It's called a summer shower. It comes down real fast and it's over.
I told you, not Saturday, but the one before that,
mm-hmm.
I have video that there was a goddamn stream in front of my door.
I understand. It comes down fast.
And we took that video just for you.
The ground.
Mark.
The ground cannot.
For you.
Okay.
The ground cannot take the water up fast enough.
This is called. It was a sidewalk.
I understand. The ground cannot soak the water up fast enough because it comes down so fast and it creates little streams down the sidewalk. How long did it last?
The rain?
Yes.
I want to say for about an hour.
Not an hour. Not a monsoon.
Because it still was like still a stream. It wasn't like the stream all of a sudden it stopped raining and the stream disappeared. So.
Mm.
The runoff does not dictate whether it was a monsoon or not.
Yeah, I kind of feel
that
like
that was just heavy rain.
Because remember, and I even told y'all, it looked like it was, I almost thought when I looked out the window it was hailing. We had this whole conversation on one of the last shows.
Mm-hmm.
That it was like raining that hard that I thought it was hail, but it was just, I guess, it was just raining that damn hard, I guess. I don't know.
I can see that.
But on Saturday, it was a lot. Like, it came down for real.
Right.
It was flash floods. Like, I don't know. It was just like I was hydroplaning. I don't know. It was not cool.
Oh, you out in it.
Well, had I not already left home.
Okay. You wouldn't have went out in it.
Yeah, hell no. We were getting ready to tape RTR, and I was like, son, if I was not out in this shit, I would have turned around and went home.
I know that's right.
But I mean, I was already out, so I was needless to say,
my grass is high.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And needless to say, that being that we're not located in Southern Asia,
I don't know what that means.
That's where my
back to the monsoon thing.
Did you just look that up?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I know it's not literally. I mean, although there were tornadoes, we have tornadoes and shit that keep touching down around here. I don't know.
It seems like it's getting closer.
No, I mean, one touchdown in Charles County, which is not that far from us. I mean, we've had them touch down in our area before, right, too.
And we're supposed to be in the valley. That's just supposed to.
Remember the year we had the derecho? That was actually really, it was so scary, but it was so cool.
That was not cool.
No, I opened up my door just to watch it. It was really cool because of the cloud, the sky.
I'm going to need you to put this visual together for me.
Okay. Were you outside? I was inside.
At Carter Barron.
Okay. Yay, nowhere to run.
Nowhere to run or hide, and you're surrounded by big ass trees.
Yeah, true that.
I was like, I'm not going to lie. I was like, we not going to make this one.
Everybody going to die.
This one is done. It was nice here. I'm glad that I was able to give
Earth. What was the concert?
What concert was it? That was a good question.
I'm going to need you to remember, because that could have been the last day on Earth.
I know, right? That's what I'm saying. The concert was like, fuck this. I think it might have been the reggae show. I don't know.
Nope. That wasn't worth it.
You said like Chuck Brown. We didn't know coming in that this was going to happen. It was a beautiful day. And then once.
It wasn't on the news at all? Like they didn't talk about it? Or because I can't remember
if it
just happened.
Before the concert started, it was a beautiful day.
Okay.
And so as soon as everyone got in and the music was getting ready to go, light rain started. So everybody kind of moved in. And then. Boosh!
Yeah.
I was like, what was that?
Yeah, it was. Do you remember, Mark?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I mean, they wouldn't even let people, like, people wanted to run to their cars. They were like, no.
I remember that damn earthquake we had, though. That was the first one in my life that I can remember.
Okay. Yeah. That was some shit, too.
And the funny part about it, I was backed up on the dock, right? And I was sitting there, I think, filling out my truck report or something. Right, and I noticed everybody in the plant starting to run into the parking lot, and there were a few people that were like jumping off the dock onto my bumper, you know, just to get leverage to get down to the ground. So I'm thinking that's what it is. I didn't know it was an earthquake that somebody told me. You know, then when next thing I look up and everybody, the whole plant is in the parking lot. I'm like, what the fuck? I thought it was like a fire alarm or something, right? Because I thought the vibration was people jumping on my bumper.
Yeah.
Like, man, it was an earthquake. I was like, what?
What?
No, so drunk I missed it.
What?
But yeah, that was the first one I ever experienced. You know.
I was on New York Avenue. And when my truck shook, I jumped off the truck and was mugging the shit out of the dude behind me thinking he hit me.
Okay.
Damn.
But then I was like,
that would have been epic.
Right.
Epic hit.
He was about to get an ass over for Mother Nature. But then I kind of realized.
He shook twice, huh?
Right. I realized his car was like way too far to have hit me and backed up. So I was like, wait a minute. That shit. And then it was like, what the fuck was that? Yeah, that shit was pretty dope.
Yeah. I was at work in a building in Silver Spring, and I actually thought something happened at the construction site. At the metro, because you know they totally messed that up. So I thought maybe they were doing something over there and something happened. And then we also, of course, our mind went to maybe it was a terrorist attack. We didn't know like what was going on, but I was like, I'm getting out this damn building.
Okay.
And the VP at the time was like, no, everybody stay in the building. We were like, getting the hell out of here,
right?
Because we
right.
don't know what's going on,
right? So he told y'all to stay in the building,
yeah. Yeah, he wanted everybody in the doorway. You know, just get in the doorway frame.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. I live to tell the tale.
Right.
Your dumb ass was in the doorway frame when the building collapsed on your head.
Uh-huh.
No, thank you.
How much does that shit really work? Getting the doorway or getting the basement and all that. Why, I mean, why would you get in the basement though? I never understood that. So you can get trapped down there, motherfucker, when the top part of your house and shit collapses.
Well, I guess because it's like, you know, like you just said, because the top part of your house or the roof may fall off and or fly away, or I don't know. That's
yeah,
what I would
it'll
think.
Take that top layer and you with it.
I mean, really, there's nowhere to run.
How about that?
I mean, for the weather we've been having recently, there is nowhere
but
to go.
Here's my argument. With all of the bitching and moaning and fining us now, why they don't tell you get in your car and put your seatbelt on?
Because cars are all over the place now, too.
Mm-hmm. They got my seatbelt on, though, right? That's what you want.
Okay. I don't know, though.
I got my seatbelt on.
I mean, cars, what do they, what do they say, too? Turn around, don't drown.
Is that what they say?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You know, we have people in our area too that are still going through water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thinking they can make it. And it's like, okay, you have like a little baby car.
Right.
What makes
right.
you think that your little baby car can go across that flooded stream?
Right.
Now you're going to risk your life and the people that have to come save your dumb ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. So. Anyway, another of Weather 101. Yeah.
But it's good to know.
So, did you ever say what your weekend was like?
I started off.
Okay. I don't remember you mentioning anything.
I got a lot done. Mm-hmm. All that stuff, remember?
Oh! And a little tad bit of buddy news. You're going to like this too, right? Kayla has a new babysitter now.
Okay.
Right? LaShawn met this lady through church that knows this other lady who has a daughter that's out of school. Out of high school and ready to go to college.
Okay.
Well, you know, LaShawn is on this, you know, everybody in her church is holy and Christian and everything.
Hey. She'll know nothing about the Catholic Church.
Hey. Okay. I'll very be well. Trying to tell you.
Okay, very
but
well.
But anyway, we went over there to meet the family and everything. When we walk in the house, guess what kind of dog they had?
They had a little buddy.
They had a little Bichon.
Aww.
A girl at that.
Uh-oh.
Now, guess what the lady's daughter's name is?
Buddina?
Buddy?
Buddina?
I will kick y'all ass. Her name is Kayla.
Oh, wow.
You know, and when we went there talking to him, we was talking about Buddy and everything. I mean, everything just clicked. Hmm. You know, and they're not that far, you know. We talked about mating the dogs.
I knew that was coming.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But had it, man, I told LaShawn, and it's still up for discussion, though. She's talking about neutering the dog. I said, at least let him do the thing one time.
How old is he now?
Buddy is about a little over a year.
Okay, he's not that old.
No, neither is the girl dog.
I'm just saying,
same
if you're going,
color and everything.
But if you're gonna do it soon.
So okay,
yeah.
So you met the lady from
church.
You know,
you getting one. Well, if you want it or not, I'm gonna bring that joint
he
in
said,
here.
Ooh,
I'm
no,
open
don't.
The door, push it in, the closet, lock the door,
and run.
So I met the lady from church. She got a Bichon as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you said her daughter's name is
Kayla.
Kayla, your daughter's name is Kayla. You know what that is, right?
What?
That ain't nothing but the work of the Jesus.
Oh, boy. Okay.
You see?
Of the Lord.
You see, these people were put in your life for a reason.
A reason.
You see, you could have went over there
mm-hmm. preach.
And found out that their last name was Dahmer.
Okay.
Dahmer.
Nope.
I just ate.
Okay.
You could have went over there and they would have had a pit bull named Snoop.
Named Snoop.
Whew.
You could have went over there and they could have had a goofy ass dog to speak broken English named Scooby.
Mm. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Scooby Dooby Doo.
I'm talking Scooby. Scooby Doo.
You see, these people were putting your life for a reason. I want everyone to now go to Stitcher and listen to episode 12, chapter 1.
Episode
what? We don't have no hymns yet, so I'm just going to have them sing along with that episode song.
Okay. Well,
let it ride.
Good luck.
Should we start the show before we end it?
We would have got away for that with that. If it weren't for those darn kids. Y'all remember that on Scooby-Doo? Amen.
So let's start the show.
All right, then.
Know what we be on. First ones to it. Everything is FGR. Know what we be on. First ones to it. Everything is FGR.
Talk to him.
Designer sweats off designer plugs. My fan base pedal krills or designer drugs. Money hand over fist like a Steiner glove. Drop Jeep box seats, what I remind you of. Aura of the city, everything that I came for. And to carry on, I carry on like a wave boy. And it work to whoever like it's my aim gone. Fly murder forever like it's your name, Lord. Devil wear Prada, Hitler wear Hermes. Hobby and Celine with your queen going burlesque. Either that or supreme, I'm supremely the deity. Crowned off the point, high weave where the needle be. And it's leaving legendary if it come to me. Rep means everything, mine means luxury. Ha! And we try and turn bread like Harpo. Talking Marlowe with a Partlow arms full. If I don't make it, bet the fam will. Watch the city fall in love with us. Clyde Frazier with the hand skills. Double rings, baby, double up.
Yeah, wore the same pair of mains outside 4 weeks straight, frontin' like we ain't rich. Baddest chick you ever seen, nigga, like pullin' bottles all night like she wanna chit. You know we here for the luxury. Yeah, you know we here for the luxury. Yeah, until we filthy with that bankroll. You know we here for the luxury. Yeah.
Winning lasts forever, baby. Swear to God, it's like we won already. Word to counting everything and we done drunk already. Only thing that they could say is that they wasn't ready. For real, salute to how we was brought up. Fly guy etiquette turned us into marauders. High throw etiquette round the way they taught us. And short chains and ball mains, our God want us. Ha! Luxury, see where that'll get you. With a CC or more, try and be like Ken Civil. Print game silly, so my Nike Tech gorgeous. Cash for the friendly, writing for the Forbes. Let's ha, yeah. Earl of Pearl when I'm at it, B. So who you love is being me, all flattery. Ha. Flattered to be what they never was. First to the money, everything is FGR. Do believe it though, if I don't make it, bet the fam will. Watch the city fall in love with us. Clyde Frazier with the hand skills. Double rings, baby, double up.
Yeah, wore the same Balmain's outside 4 weeks straight, frontin' like we ain't rich. Baddest chick you ever seen, nigga, like pullin' bottles all night like she wanna chit. You know we here for the luxury. Yeah, you know we here for the luxury. Yeah, until we filthy with that bankroll. You know we here for the luxury.
Crowns all around, yeah. We about to win. Luxury talk, everybody want in. All day once, with it till it ends. Counting up together, same as it been. Crowns all around, we about to win. Luxury talk, everybody want in. All day once, with it till it ends. Counting up together, same as it been. Know what we about, right?
Yeah, wore the same Balmain's outside 4 weeks straight, frontin' like we ain't rich. Baddest chick you ever seen, nigga, like pullin' bottles all night like she wanna chit. You know we here for the luxury. Yeah, you know we here for the luxury. Yeah, until we filthy with that bankroll. You know we here for the luxury. Yeah.
I tell you, man, the devil's trying it. But I'm gonna stay strong, cause I ain't buying it. Tonight I'm taking Sherry out, I don't have Jack to wear. You know I got to look dipped in the fresh to get. I found something, so I iron it. I think I caught up on the phone, oh shit, I'm frying it. Will someone tell me what did I do to deserve this? I think I'll pull out my suit for Sunday service. My little brother wants Barney, cool, I'm getting it. Took him down to KB, they ain't selling it. Here we go with the crime, yo, he's throwing fits. My blood pressure's blowing up, I can't take the shit. Finally got what he wanted, now he's good to go. Again, the ride was smashed. Where's my radio? What's out, my car was in the shop, I had to borrow, see? They had no mercy on the car, Leo will kill me. Where the hell can Nikki be? I'm gonna smack her up. I got 2 tickets for the Knicks and she gon' stiff me up. I need to hit a honey off, drove me past the phone. Pulled out my fucker hose. Oh yo, Sheila's home. Steady smile.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
I guess art imitates life. Oh, big money Donald Trump, man. NBC didn't let his ass go. Mm-hmm. Get the fuck on, man. And I guess it's got something to do with him running for president or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Donald Trump saying he gonna sue these bams. He said he's going to sue NBC and he's going to sue Univision, okay, for breach of contract. Okay, but I don't know. Maybe him running for president might be a breach of contract, too.
Nah, there's probably like an asshole clause in his contract somewhere. It's like, hey, don't be an asshole.
Okay.
What?
But don't, like, other people that run for president, don't they have to give up their current jobs? Unless, like, it's like, who was that? Like, Ross Perot, he probably owns his own shit, so he don't gotta give up nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, you could, but then, you know, I forgot who it was, gave it up and went right back into it. Ugh. I don't know, some whoever was lost, of course, but... But yeah, no, that's what he gets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how about that? NBC said, what?
You can't keep saying just random ass shit off the top of your head and not think, you know. I know, I mean, his whole thing is being an asshole, and that's his whole shtick.
Right.
But, you know, at some point, somebody's going to draw the line and be like, you know what, motherfucker, that's too much.
Right, okay.
And NBC said that was too much.
Okay.
You know?
Well, there you go, there you go. Yeah. And Donald goes on to say that NBC is a prime example why our country is in serious trouble.
Okay, 2 seconds ago you was cool with him, but okay, now it's like a dude called trying to talk to a girl. Be like, hey girl, hey, come here girl, hey, you look good girl. And she says, no thank you. He's like, well, you ugly anyway, bitch.
Right, right.
Yeah, okay, Donald.
Yeah, he say this company is so worried about offending, it's blinding itself because of the immigration problems and unfair trade deals that we make in Mexico. Now, that shit sound real, real political now.
Silencio.
So I guess he's trying. Huh?
Silencio.
Okay. Okay. I agree. So, apparently, you know, he tried to swoop the shit around there. But I don't know. Maybe. But you know what? I mean, okay. Out of all these Republicans that's running for presidencies right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much percentage out of all, what is it, 16 or 17?
Like 100, I don't know.
Right. How many you think Donald, I mean, where do you rate Donald, like, at number?
No, he's number two.
You think so?
Yeah, that they've done polls, and they said that, I can't remember who's number one, but I know they said that dummy was number two.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Number two amongst Republicans?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I guess I can see that.
But please anyway. Don't tell me Jeb is one.
Yeah.
I said something long time ago.
I can't remember what number he is.
When George got that second term, I was like, if Jeb makes it, I'm leaving the country.
What do you mean, make it to president?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't really feel like he's going to make it, but you know what? We'll see, because they're all going to, you know, mess themselves up anyway. So
right.
We'll see.
And so many of them, I think, right. You know, they're just going to stretch out the vote. They're going to fuck around and have 10% here, 9%.
They're just going to start beating each other down, you know, as it's going to be the whole crabs in a barrel
right,
kind of thing.
Right, right, right.
You know, mind you, they're supposed to be Republicans all together, kumbaya, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But it's going to be the crabs in a barrel.
Right.
Because it's already started.
I think that's going to be good for the Democrats then.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I love Hillary, but I need somebody else to, you know, be out there too, so it's not just Hillary.
Right.
So,
well, all right.
Hillary,
we will see. Okay. I don't know if I reported the story about Game. It was like a pickup basketball game, and he stole somebody because of some reason, and the dude happened to be an off-duty police officer. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he pleaded not guilty to felony criminal threat and misdemeanor assault. Mm. Okay, and then like 4 or 5 hours later, he was at his club throwing all this money at the playhouse, I guess it's called a playhouse in Hollywood, and he threw over like $40,000, making it rain and everything. I didn't even know dudes still had it like that though. I guess
yes,
so.
I didn't either.
Yeah,
but good for him. Well, yeah, no, I'm sorry. Good for whomever he threw the money and made it rain.
How about
on.
It? Now,
good for them.
It. Maybe doing something other than, you know, his rapping and the few movies I seen him in. I guess about one or two movies. I saw him in that joint with Tyrese, where he kidnapped his son or something. And he was in the Billionaire's Boy Club, Belly 2. He was in that joint. I think that was it.
Belly 2 was whack as shit.
I know, wasn't it though?
I have yet to see it because I just keep hearing how bad it is.
Man, don't even.
I have it.
Mm-hmm. But yeah,
you know what I don't have though is this movie called Shotas.
Okay. Hey, speaking of jackasses, Floyd Mayweather. Now, this dude, I guess he figured he's above the law, like I guess he usually does. But anyway, he's going down Hollywood Boulevard with a caravan of expensive cars. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know whether he has a club or whatever and all his rich friends get together and follow each other down Hollywood Boulevard. Oh, he just said, you know, Shawnee, you jump in the Lamborghini. Brian, you jump in this, you jump in this, you jump in. So, I guess, you know, he got a whole bunch of cars.
Going like you ain't never heard of the East Side.
Oh, that's how it works?
You never win? Okay, anyway, we digress.
Okay, no, break the East Side down, though.
You never went to East Side?
I think I have. That was many,
yeah, that was way
moves.
Back in the day where there was only one way in that joint, one way out.
Okay.
And it was like, it used to be a car show. That was actually where I saw, I mean, I guess that's the Lamborghini where the doors open up. That was where I actually saw my first one. And I was like, ooh.
Oh, he's ready to get in, huh?
Could not have had any suspension when he left that bitch.
Oh, well,
oh, man.
No.
As bumpy as these fucking roads.
Yeah, no, it was like gravelly.
Yeah.
It was gravel. But anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
So where were they going?
Just riding down fucking Hollywood Boulevard.
Okay.
And you know, Floyd decides to stop in the middle of Hollywood Boulevard, stop traffic, you know, stick his head out the roof and start talking to the people. Yeah, this the money team and you know, all everybody's just cheering and shit. So the police say, "Look, man, I know you the money man and everything, but you got to move, man. You holding up traffic.
Right.
I'm gonna give you a ticket if you don't move." Floyd say, "Man, ticket? What, you think I can't afford it?" I understand Floyd can be an asshole sometimes. I mean, but come on, dog. For real? You just gonna tell the police that? Because you done made all this money. Okay.
I don't think that's anything new.
I mean, white people do that every day.
Okay, yeah. Well,
how about that?
Mm-hmm.
And them fucking the red.
Do you know who I am?
Drivers, motherfuckers are.
They don't give them tickets because there's not enough space in that box where you write the name in.
Wow. Okay.
To get all.
All right. The views are
32 right. Letters.
But you know what? I don't understand. It could be a whole lane open where they can pull over and pick up their passengers. They'd rather just and block a whole fucking lane and just do what they want to do.
Of course. Well, because they want to be seen.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Come on, man. Wow. You're not going to drive down the middle of the street with a bazillion cars that are super expensive and then be like, "Well, give me a ticket." You know, I mean, knowing the climate of what's going on now and cops and black people.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, son.
Okay. You know, I was talking about the cab driver.
Oh.
I wasn't talking about Floyd. I'm past that.
Oh, you don't even care about him.
You know what? To be honest with y'all, like Floyd, I can kind of understand his arrogance.
What? Yeah. Oh, arrogance. That was probably a better word to say.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, he's young, he's rich, you know. But I guess, you know, it should become a time where, you know, you're like, "Okay, man, I done all this dumb shit. It's time
maybe,
for me to grow
okay.
up."
How old is
maybe
he,
not.
Do you know?
Floyd got to be 28, close to 30.
Oh.
I'm thinking.
That's all?
Let's
okay.
Google. Go through the Google. Okay.
No, do the Google.
Yeah, do the Google.
Do the Google.
Yeah. But I don't know. You know. Maybe he'll just be a big kid for the rest of his life.
Maybe.
You know.
Why not? You know who I am?
Why not? Right. You know. Sometimes gotta be a time in your life, man. You gotta be like, you know. I got kids and everything, you know. I'm trying to do the right thing. Get a good wife, a girlfriend, or something.
Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah. Mayweather. Floyd, stop that dumb shit, man. Everybody know you got money. Chill out.
Oh, no, they said he's 38.
38?
Yep.
Is he?
Yep.
Yeah, man, you need to cut this shit out, Floyd. It's time to cut it out, Pimpin. I'm 10 years behind. But anyway, that concludes my doc. Oh, hey, y'all been watching Power? What y'all think about Power? Anybody?
You know I ain't watching that shit. Oh, Come on, man.
And Brian, he had the club. He had the real power.
Right.
Okay. But anyway, Power's getting good. 50 Cent is out of jail. Everybody, he going hard. He trying to kill
Spoiler
everybody.
Spoiler alert. Everybody. God damn it.
All right.
Spoiler alert.
Well, this has already happened.
This season? God
the
damn it. Spoiler alert.
People already seen it, though.
How you know?
Hot box.
I mean, it's two episodes.
Cause how you know? He has that device in his basement.
I said it so fast. Nobody really paid attention.
Okay.
All right. That concludes my diagnosis.
Wait. We have to talk about the BET Awards. Are you just going to skip over that?
Okay. I didn't know you were getting into it.
I mean, at least a little bit.
My mind reading skills are.
I thought we were going to come back and do that.
Oh, I didn't know that. My mind reading skills aren't that great either, so sorry. I'm just going to use my tissue.
How about we come back and we'll talk a little bit about BET Awards?
Okay.
All right, cool.
Sounds good. Right. Stay tuned.
I'm going to go blow my nose.
Yo, thanks for picking up. I'm trying to catch you.
Where are you going?
Yo, I'm going uptown to the Bronx.
I'm sorry, I can't go there. I'm sorry.
To the Bronx?
No, I'm sorry, I cannot go.
Why not? All you gotta do is jump on the west side of the highway.
No, my meter is broken.
Your meter's fine.
No. It's running too fast. My meter is running too fast.
I'll pay you up whatever it says.
No. I don't want to cheat you.
Huh?
I don't want to cheat you.
You don't want to cheat? It's not.
My battery is weak. We might not make it. My battery is weak.
Check this out. Take me uptown.
I'm sorry. I cannot go.
Why not?
I'm sorry. Look what time it is. It's so late. I'm off now.
So? Yo.
No, I'm sorry.
Yo, take me motherfucking uptown.
I'm sorry. I cannot go.
Yo, check this out.
I'm sorry. I got to go home now.
Why?
I'm tired. I'm tired.
Yo, you stupid motherfucker. Take me home.
I can't go.
Take me home.
No, it's not like that.
Why?
I can take you home.
Why won't you take me home?
It's so late. My wife is waiting for me.
R.I.P. Last night I felt a little old, but had to watch the BET Awards. Did you watch them last night? I know Marky Mark didn't, but
I did.
What'd you think?
I did.
Highlights.
You know what?
Good points. Bad points. Funny.
I think. My first overall impressions is. I'm going to say that I'm mad at you and Drew Baby.
Oh, okay.
For not letting me know when the R&B funeral took place. Because I didn't know. When did it die and we have no more R&B music?
Oh. I think it's been like that for a while, dude.
Because you know, there was a point last night where it dawned on me, this is not the Hip Hop Awards.
Yeah.
It's like there's one genre of music now.
What, trap?
It's just, everything is just.
Hip hop?
Everything is just ratchet.
Big blob mess of shit.
All right, and I guess the only thing where it would let me distinguish the two is what would be qualified as R&B. you can actually pick some words out of what they're saying.
Oh, okay.
Whereas the rap is totally not audible.
Oh, okay. Well,
I heard like 34 songs that had that.
I must have been in the kitchen getting a drink.
That's precisely why I don't even watch them anymore.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I wasn't going to watch it, but you know, as with everything, you all of a sudden you're on Facebook and everybody's like, "Oh, what about this?" Right, and I was like, "Oh, damn! Now I have to go ahead and turn."
That was my first time. Now, the next thing I'm gonna say is actually almost contradicting what I just said,
mm-hmm.
where I actually, well, I've said it before, so I'm not going to contradict what I said, but I do understand that there is a place for today's ratchet trap rap. You know what I'm saying?
Is it the same thing, or
it's yeah,
just a whole bunch of?
It's there's a place for it. It's just yeah, it may people, not necessarily be like the places it. that I gather at.
That dude closed the show. People like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Fetty rocked it. I give it to him. He did his thing.
Okay.
But then I got confused. I didn't know if this was the Lifetime Achievement Awards for Chris Brown.
Yeah, he was on like everybody's shit.
Because the only thing he didn't do was an opening monologue.
See, I missed the beginning.
That's what I'm saying. You didn't miss anything.
Oh.
I'm saying he did. That's the only thing he did not do.
Yeah, he was all throughout that joint.
Everything. I mean, when was Chris Brown part of Bad Boy?
And didn't he come on stage for when Nicki Minaj accepted her award?
I mean, look,
no, I'm just kidding.
Chris was.
Yeah, he was everywhere.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he really was. Yeah, dancing. Okay, come on now. There's some points you have to talk about, though.
Absolutely.
You have to talk about Diddy falling in between the stage. And I need to know, did Little Kim get hit by his, you know, his whole body? Or was she not, like, underneath ready to pop up yet? Like, I need to know. Like, I swear, somewhere in there I must have blinked because I missed him falling.
Okay.
And I'm really sad that I actually missed it live. But I saw all, like, the memes and shit of everybody on Facebook. And I was like, no, how did I miss this? Because, I mean, it was epic. The internets, they own it.
Yeah, that was... And it's like we discussed earlier. I honestly feel that was Diddy's Tiger Woods moment.
Oh, right.
Where Tiger felt from the grace of ultimate swag to now he's just regular because he fucked up Smokey's thing afterwards. He couldn't even read straight.
Right. He couldn't concentrate. You know, he was like, oh my God, this shit's going to be all over the place tomorrow. I'm going to be memes.
He probably saw a couple of them before he went out there to read Smokey's thing.
I'm sure. And he tried to play it off like, oh, I'm nervous. Diddy, you ain't never been nervous.
I don't understand. Right.
That's how you, where you are. You started at HU. You got to be an intern. And then you, like, blew the fuck up. You ain't, man, son. You weren't nervous.
He said this.
You were embarrassed, which is okay.
This is he.
There you go.
He made a big deal because of 20 years of Bad Boy.
Dude, don't play with me though. 112.
But hold on though. He made a big deal about the 20 years, which is great. Yeah. I'm not taking away from that.
Okay.
I'm just saying the timing of it all. You're introducing a man who's had, what, 50 years plus?
5,000, he's like a vampire.
Right. And I was like, okay, you should be more moved by that, sir.
No, I think he was still stuck.
He was fucked up.
But
right.
You know what, though? Good for him that he kept moving and kept going.
He saved it. He did.
Because he had to. Like, wait, how did he get out?
Now, here's my thing.
Seriously, how did he get out of that?
I think they helped him out. But here's my thing.
The audience?
No.
The staff?
The people on stage.
Okay.
Here's where I think Diddy could have saved himself.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you just go head down and hold and come up and then come back out, you know, but backstage?
But where were you going to come? I mean, God knows how long it would have taken him to, like, go down and come back and do
He didn't
whatever.
Have nothing to do for... First of all, all he do is take that. That's all. I mean, you didn't have lines.
When does Diddy miss an opportunity to be on stage, sir?
When you fall through a hole and you can save face.
You just said people got him back up. And
right. You should have just went down in the hole and people would have been like, oh, that was cool how he disappeared.
No. The way he fell, there was no disappearing in that hole, son. He fell in that joint like ladies would know, like when you go to the bathroom and you're really, really tired and you don't even turn on the light, the next thing you know, you just go ahead and squat, but you fall in the toilet because your man forgot to put the seat back down.
That's not when you're really, really tired.
No, seriously.
Every opportunity you get to argue with a man.
Okay, well, I don't know about that part. But anyway, I mean, he just...
That's why this one here keep putting my toilet seat down in the man cave.
I
peaches and cream.
Let it go.
Except for last week.
Let it go.
No. Anyway.
I'll put a urinal in that motherfucker.
Let it go.
You should. That would be cool for y'all. That would be actually kind of cool for y'all.
Or
anyway,
you can go upstairs to the women's room.
But
yeah,
seriously, come on. Y'all can't, like, we can't gloss over, like, 112 and Mace was there and Little Kim.
You can't gloss over 112 because they sound like shit.
Okay, but I was so psyched that they were out. I mean, they didn't sound like
it was good, yeah.
But they were out there. Little Kim was out there looking all.
It was
all
good to see Mace, you know.
Little Kimish.
Mace and Bethel. No.
When did she get ass? Implants. I forgot.
She's been buying ass for a minute.
Okay.
Same doctor that motherfucking turned her into a Chucky doll did her ass.
Okay. I guess I forgot because I haven't seen her in a while.
What makes it worse now is because she just had the kids, so now she has the natural ass she would have gotten.
Oh, you might be right.
From childbirth on top of.
Damn, anybody seen her baby? Side note, sidebar? Mm-mm. Okay. I'm just curious what the baby looks like. But anyway, so who else?
Okay, can I speak of one thing that no one has spoken about? I've been saving this one.
What?
Okay, so did you see where, like, when they come back from some breaks or when they're leaving, they would go up to MC Light in her little booth, mm-hmm. announcement booth? Mm-hmm. Was that pork rinds that she was eating that they kept on showing?
Oh, okay. I missed that.
I'm like,
chicharrones?
Was she really hungry? Because she ravaged the fuck out. The bag was like shredded. It was like, what the fuck?
Did she not know they were coming back?
I don't think the camera was supposed to pan that far out. It was on her desk where she was doing her thing.
It wasn't like a Frito-Lay's? Like,
nah, it was like commercial? It was like some bodega brand.
I said chicharrones.
Chicharrones, yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, no.
Salt and vinegar chicharrones. It was...
Okay.
I'm saying.
Have you ever seen some? Really?
I've seen some in the pork rinds, but not chicharrones.
Same thing.
Oh. I understand, but one actually says chicharrones, one says pork rinds. Yeah.
Okay. So,
label Spanish for black people, yes.
Okay, I got you. Okay. I miss so much shit.
I have it recorded if you have nothing to do after the show.
Oh, that
I have
shit's going to be back on.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, probably tonight.
Right, it's probably on right now.
That's why I wasn't even tripping.
Yeah, it's probably on right now. Okay, so you have the whole Janet tribute. I thought Ciara did an awesome-ass job dancing because, you know, that's what Ciara does.
Mm-hmm. I would have liked to seen her a little bit with less clothing.
Who, Ciara or Janet?
Or both.
Okay, well...
Okay.
Isn't Janet married to like a Muslim dude?
Yeah, and that was what I was about to say. That was so phony.
What?
And the absolute love of my life. You just married that nigga last week. Stop.
But you don't know Janet. She may have been dating him.
You wait.
Nope.
Wow. When she was with Jermaine?
Who knows with Janet? You never find out shit until like the last minute. You're like, oh, we've been married for 30 years. You're like, what the fuck? Janet, I thought you were... I'm still waiting for her to come out and claim that damn child.
I'm still waiting to...
I'm the only one?
Still waiting to...
I ain't waiting.
I'm still waiting to have sex with Tracy Ellis Ross. God damn it. And you missed you missed the opening.
Oh, okay.
You'll
what
understand
happened?
Why I said
oh, you're going to show me? Well, I mean, we all know Tracy Ellis Ross is beautiful, has the best, awesome, most luscious hair.
Oh, she has hair?
On the top of her head.
I didn't know she... I didn't never
I know,
look up that
you
far.
Didn't go... Yeah, I got you. Okay. Okay, so well, let's see. What else? You have to talk about Smokey.
You said who?
Smokey.
But Dad, it's Smokey.
Yes. I mean, besides, you know, Diddy looking like, what happened to me?
Smokey. I mean, Smokey.
He was talking some real shit.
I need you to mark yesterday's date or today's date down.
29th.
And 9.5, 10 months from now, I just need you to track how many children are going to be named Smokey in about 10 months.
Oh.
Because when he dropped this last night, I was like, wow. I'm like,
you still got it.
So there was a little bit of R&B in the awards last night.
You still got it.
All right, all right. Yeah, he has it. BT doesn't have it. The industry doesn't have it.
He still has it. He still has it. Okay, and
now, how do you feel about, because this was the elephant in the room that no one really wanted to go in on. Some people skirted around it.
What?
The fact that in his tribute, it was opened by two Caucasian entertainers.
Now, was she Caucasian or was she Latina? Because I swear she looked Latina.
I don't even know who the hell it was.
Damn, somebody said it, and I can't remember.
At first, I thought it was Josh Stone, and I'd have been like,
you
okay.
You did not.
Okay. I mean, for like the split second. Oh, okay. Not like throughout the performance.
But I really thought, like, I feel like her name was, no, I'm not going to make it up. I feel like it was Tina. But I don't remember. But when I was looking at her, I was like, damn, she looks like a Latina with just like big curly hair. And throughout her performance, were like, who's this white lady?
If there was like a thought bubble that could have came above her head, she was like, I'm going to fire my agent.
She didn't sound bad, though.
She sounded great. I'm just saying. She was like, I'm in front of all these black people.
Right, who probably think I'm white.
I've told him to find me a gig. This nigga finds me a tribute to Smokey Robinson. I don't even know.
You know what? Good for her, though.
When I heard it was Smokey, I thought we was going to be doing something from the movie Friday.
Okay. But good for her. I mean, it got her out there, whoever she is. Because I'm sure people went to Google.
What do you think about Mr. Thick? Mr. Thick has fallen so far from grace.
They tried it.
That was almost uncomfortable to watch.
They tried it. I was like,
if this tribute would have maybe taken place 3 years ago, that would have been incredible.
Yeah. He begged somebody that owed him a favor. Was like, look, please, get me on the BET Awards, please.
Me personally, and I'm not trying to make it about race, I just really feel like they could have done a little bit better at finding some better people to do his tribute.
Well, I think, I mean, they used, you know, the younger generation to do his tribute, you know.
Even if you're going to do the younger generation, that would have been a great spot for the weekend to have hit some Smokey, because he has that falsetto working.
Well, if Sam Smith would have showed up, that would have been cool.
That would not have been cool.
Why?
That would have been more of what we got.
Okay. Anywho, let me see. Okay. You know, I love me some The Real. Like, I love it so much, I actually, don't judge me, I DVR it. Because I love the whole panel. Tamar, Tamar, Boo Boo. What happened to you?
I cannot remember. I'm going to tell you.
What happened?
Oh, I just remembered it. You keep talking. I'm going to tell you who Tamar looked like last night.
Oh, my gosh. What happened
to Tamar?
Oh, Mark. I don't know what happened to her. She came out.
Mm-hmm.
I think she was trying to do like an old classic Hollywood look. Mm-hmm. She came out and had, you know, a nice dress on.
Uh-huh.
But she came out with a fur. I'm like, it's 10,000 degrees wherever you are.
Right.
You can't come out with a fur, first of all. But then, like, the way her makeup was done, you know, it was the whole like doll eyelashes.
Okay.
And her eyes were like real big and wide.
Right.
And she looked scared, and then some of the time she would look like she was closing one eye, and it would be one eye open, and it was like, oh my god, is she having a stroke? What is happening to her on stage? It was really weird and uncomfortable.
At the BET Awards?
Yes, it was really. It was her and K Michelle. You know, first it was K Michelle, then it was Tamar came out, and then Miss Patty came out and showed them the fuck up. But I mean, that's a different story.
Patty always,
she showed them the fuck up. Right. But oh, okay, people are so mean.
I just pulled that one up.
Yeah, that's mean.
That's what she looked like last night.
Yeah,
I character off of Coraline.
I mean, I'm serious. I don't know who said, girl, yes, honey, yes.
That was a
go
first...
out there and you look good. I mean, but then she lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
What? I was just like taken aback because I mean, I'm so used to seeing her on the reel and you know, being her, you know, yes, honey, and being her loud. Being her loud, boisterous self. But I don't know what the fuck happened to her yesterday. She looked crazy.
I gotta watch it.
You have to see at least that part.
And that was the first time I've ever in my existence heard Patti LaBelle crack on a note. I was like, oh, what happened? I've never heard Mama Patti crack a note.
I think she was like, why am I here?
When she tried to hit that at the end of If Only You Knew. You don't know. Man, that shit was like,
well, she was probably like, oh boy, well, I'm here, might as well, you know, they just came on and sound like some hot shit, so, I mean, because, you know,
and
Tamar can sing.
You know what, let me tell you, fellas around the world, please write in, and please call me a liar, because, you're not going to tell me K. Michelle's ass looks good. That shit look like, seriously. She looks like one of the crash test dummies when they kind of put them back together with random parts. Oh. That shit don't look good at all.
I don't know. I mean, I guess in this day and age, maybe, you know, guys don't care. Well, not all guys, but it just seems like a lot of guys don't care if people have, like, fake ass.
The only credit I would give her is that at least she's real about it. She's like, oh, yeah, I sucked the fat out of my stomach and I put it in my ass.
Oh, yeah, finally. It took her a really long time to say that shit, though. When people kept calling her out, like, bitch, come on. We know what you did. Just say it.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I was real sad by Tamar, you know, the whole thing. You really do. I was like, no. People are already really mean to her.
Right.
And so it just, oh my gosh.
But
the internet just went crazy.
She puts a welcome mat out for people to be mean to her.
All the time.
But clearly there's something about her that people really like and really enjoy because one,
it's the
her CD wouldn't have been as awesome as it was for some people. And she wouldn't be on the reel.
It's the whole train wreck effect.
No, I don't. I mean, for her CD.
It's horrible to look at, but you can't turn away.
But her CD, I mean, seriously.
Her CD is. She appeals to that audience.
Well, I don't know. I guess as somebody that actually watches that show, I look at them and they're all different women, you know, and I really, like, enjoy that they're all different women.
With the same level of fake.
Okay, I can't speak to the fakeness, but I don't know. To me, like when they're going through whatever they're going through, you know, they have moments where they're being serious and they're being funny and then they cry and whatever. Like compared to, let's say, like The View or The Talk or, you know, like those type of shows, they seem like they're a little bit more genuine. Yeah. Right. And down to earth when I watch, you know, when I watch it. I mean, sometimes you're like, that was a bit much. But, you know, hey, you know, I mean, if that's who you are.
There you go. It's the real.
Hey.
What it is.
Hey, y'all. No, I'm not going to judge.
Right.
But anyway, so. Take that.
I think Anthony Anderson and Tracy Ellis did a good job hosting.
Okay.
What else positive can I say about the BET Awards?
Tell me something. What happened between Tracy Ellis and Janet Jackson you were talking about? Did you say something? Oh, you did?
Tracy Ellis and Janet? He was probably just talking about their, like, Tracy Ellis.
Oh, you're talking about their bodies. Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought something happened between
them. No.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, they played that song that Janet walked out to. I guess that's on her new album.
I think, what was it? Thank You?
I don't know.
Thanks.
That's the first time I kind of heard them, and the melody was, like, real.
Something.
Real nice.
Yeah, sound like Janet. Classic Janet.
Right.
She was like, yeah, I'm not dancing, so you can go ahead and have everybody else do.
So, yeah.
But I mean, it was pretty cool. The first girl that came out was a little weak, but they did the whole dancing, but, you know. But everybody else was real strong, and I thought it was really good.
What's the dude's, it was on the tip of my tongue, man, it's gone. Pause. What's the Jimmy Jam Terry Lewis? There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Where did the, I mean, I know they got a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But where did he find a 9X Zoot suit?
No, that's probably that's probably from his closet.
I understand.
Seriously, he probably just.
He better have. I hope his closet has vaulted ceilings, because that motherfucker got dragged to the ground.
Wow. Yeah,
that shit was.
Who was a 9X? Terry Lewis? I mean, Jimmy Jam?
I don't know which one is which.
I don't know which one is the big one.
Yeah, I don't know which one is which. The one with the ponytail. Does he still have a ponytail?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, the one that used to have a ponytail.
Shout out to the dude I saw yesterday. Motherfucker had a shag.
Wow.
And his boy had a, he didn't have the night. You know when people try to go for the high top, but they don't really get it close on the side, so it's sort of like an afro high top?
I think that's it, though.
And that, yeah. They look like a bad remake of Hot Tub Time Machine.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to them.
Okay. Well.
Shout out to whoever was supposed to be on that dump button or the delay button for the BET Awards and let every curse word on Lil' Kim's performance go through.
Wow.
I mean, they missed every curse word. Shit, fuck, nigga.
I think they woke up on something because I know they caught a couple.
Okay. They must have forgot that song.
Maybe it's been a while.
Well, maybe they told her not to do that version, and she just said,
"That's what I think."
I just got kicked in the head by Puffy. I'm doing what I want to do.
She said, "I forgot everything you said."
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just gonna go ahead and do what I do.
Wow.
Anyway,
go home and
that
watch
was fun.
It.
The BET Awards, mm-hmm. 2015.
All right,
as Mark would say,
gonna go home and watch it.
2015. It's probably on right now, and it'll be on 300,000 more times mm-hmm. before you make it home. Okay.
Right. I'll be on it.
All right. So before we get into today's point of discussion, want to get into some of last week's feedback.
Yep. All right. So for you guys, just to refresh you on the question, if scientists could invent a test similar to a home blood glucose test that you could quickly use on someone upon meeting them to check for communicable diseases, STDs, or even to verify their sexual origin, would you use it on a first date? Okay. So some of our FB peeps said, let's see, what did they say? King said, hell yeah. Get that mystery out of the way, ASAP. Thank you, Mr. Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Stone El Terrible said, I would use it before the first date. Let's go ahead and get this out of the way. There's no need for me to try and get to know you if you got that fire down below. Hashtag, forget that. Yo. All right. Chaz says, nope. That's too much to invest too soon. If they offered it up, I would take a look at it, but asking for it, nope. To find out if it's a man or not, I would trust my instincts. Unless they're Asian.
Words.
Wait, he said, unless they are Asian, in that case, test them all. Okay.
Wow.
Right.
The views of Chaz. Right. Not necessarily those of the Indeed Show or its affiliates.
All right. Lady Rose said, I would not submit to a test on the first date. Viruses can live within the body for months before they show up in a test result. So just because it's a negative test for the first test doesn't mean that the person does not have anything. After at least a month of continuous dating, I'd be open to it. The question is, if it is positive for something, what would you do?
Well, dear Miss Rowe,
I probably should have left hers for last because I still have two more, but you can answer her real quick.
No, just one second, real quick.
Ask her real quick.
Again, I understand if you have a month of or more of your time to invest in someone that you could have found something out about day one and not wasted the time. But just because you do the test, that it doesn't mean, okay, go willy-nilly, raw dog, and everyone have their, you know, way with things. You still want to be careful. And again, just because you take that test right there, it doesn't mean the next thing you're going to do is stick your penis in somebody. That could be the test just to find out, do I even want to spend 10 more minutes with this person? And then maybe, again, you know, a month later or what have you, whatever, you can say, hey, let's run that test back again because now I'm at a point where I want to be intimate with this person. You know, but I mean, I definitely, you know, respect your opinion, but I guess, you know, yeah, it wasn't like prick your finger. Oh, she's clear. Open your legs. Here I come.
Some people were cool with that or took it that way.
You might be at a first date at Starbucks.
I'm just saying. Anyway, moving right along. Some feedback that was sent to us. Says, I have to agree with Big B and Lamont on this one. First date? ? Nah, first encounter, I'm poking and pricking any female I see with potential. It's much more than the possible disease check. We're talking gender verification as well, especially in these days and times. I would think it's more needed on the female side because historically women have been more cautious than men. Well, except for the thoughts and the yamps. Emoticon with tears. And of course, you know if you're interested in person before you go on a first date anyways. I don't agree with that, but anyway. Or else they wouldn't get that far. Also, think about all the one-night stands that could have turned into a relationship because they knew everything was 100 when going into it. Like Big B said, let everything start flowing and that chemistry is on point, only to find out later this nigga got Ebola? Cooties? Wait, what did you call it? Ebola X. Ebola. Got Ebola,
okay,
cooties.
Okay, going back in the day. Okay.
Right. Ebola cooties. and gets a period every month. Okay? 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 Wow. Yep, you dated Bruce and Caitlin both at the same time. Go ahead and risk it all if you want. Waking up and feeling like 7 cans of shark shit. Hashtag 5 shots couldn't make me stop. I took it and I smiled. Hashtag poke now to poke later. Hashtag our lives matter. Hashtag tell Kmart to chill on the hashtags, cuz. And he also attached the screenshot of the kids that are trying to invent a condom that will change colors if you have an STD. I actually think if that shit works out, that'd be pretty cool.
I was looking at that, and my concern is this. Don't you have to, for that to work, doesn't some fluid, like,
yeah,
you
pre-ejaculate? What are you talking about?
Right, but I'm saying, so you'll find out after he busts off?
You can find out pre. It didn't, I mean.
That's what I'm saying.
It glows, you know, in the dark.
How does it, I guess what my question is. And I
still in the beta phase.
So. Right. I'm just saying, I'm trying to have foresight.
Uh-huh.
How, like, if I take this condom out and I put it on,
uh-huh,
what about me activates this condom? Because, like, I can put that joint on and whatever, it's clear or it's white or whatever. And then I'm running all through you and shit. And I bust and I pull out and that shit's glowing green. You know what I'm saying? Now you're like, God damn, this disease affected nigga was all up in me.
Well, I guess you can rest in the fact at least she had a condom on. I don't know.
Yeah, but you also have to be damn near scared to celibacy that condom could have busted and he could have been all up in me.
You should be thinking that anyway. But anyway.
And then here comes the argument. Wait a minute.
Okay.
When I put it on, that shit was clear. So it came out of you. That you activated this condom.
Alien.
Your pussy on fire.
Alien pussy.
What'd you say?
Yeah, alien pussy. You know, you gotta watch out for that ET shit.
Hey, maybe the condom, they'll figure it out where it can work both ways. But either way, you're short. Because if you put it
so
in,
if it's
and
on
then
the inside,
out,
the color's on the inside,
there you
he's
go.
Dirty. If it's on the outside,
there you go.
And if it's both, just take the condom off and just keep fucking.
Oh, God.
Hopefully, y'all just kill each other off.
Fair exchange is no problem.
We don't have to worry about it. That's why I say, lady, roll, prick your damn finger. Get this out the way.
All right. Well,
you won't have these run-ins with glowing condoms.
There you are. All right, let me get to this last bit of feedback, and then we can, you know, keep it moving.
Do it.
Okay, So Kmart says, personally, I have nothing to hide. I get myself checked twice a year, and thank God to this day that everything has come back solid. My only issue with this method is confidentiality. Let's per se, old boy, old girl results come back skeptical. What makes you sure that the tester won't be foul and put their shit out there in the streets? You know how small these streets are, and all of a sudden the city knows you got the package. Will there be some type of confidentiality form? Hashtag, like I said, it's levels to this dating shit. Hashtag, I'm clean, what about you? Hashtag, they got the package. Hashtag, don't get caught up with that magic sauce. Hashtag, big BET awards got me sleepy. Hashtag, until Diddy's death drop. Hashtag, damn, today's music sucks ass. Hashtag, damn, I'm hungry. Hashtag, what's the special? Hashtag, pork chops, pick it up. Hashtag, ding, ding. Hashtag, B, you know what to play. Of course, he was going to ask for that. I know, I'm like,
can I get a heads up, Queen?
Okay, did you not? Do you not send this to me?
Okay, did you? I see and I send it.
Okay, all right. Well, you know what to play. You'll put it in there somewhere.
I gotta get it before the end of the show.
Yeah, you'll put it in there somewhere.
I got that part of the equipment down right now for some rearranging shit I was doing over there.
Yeah, you'll put it in there somewhere. But anyway, so that was awesome feedback. Yeah, so,
cool.
You know,
that was.
We really appreciate
feedback. Makes the show go around.
And it makes it fun.
Mm-hmm. It does.
You know, and we can, you know, talk about it and be about it and
that's right.
Respond to it and there you go. Tell you what we like and we don't like about your feedback.
Psychedelic dick.
Okay. Is it?
All kinds of color. Rainbow.
Is it? Actually, that would be kind of cool though. Because remember also too, I don't know if y'all remember the teens who said like, you know, they're going to try to invent something that if you, I think, was it a nail polish? I think if you wear a particular type of nail polish, you can tell if somebody spiked your drink or not. Because if you put your, you know, you can put your finger in it and then the polish would turn a color. So, I don't know. I mean, that would be really great for college campuses. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I mean, and people to hang around Bill Cosby.
No doubt. And you would think with all that going around that people will stop doing the, I'm going to put this super secure magic napkin over my drink while I walk to the bathroom.
I know, right?
You deserve to be spanked.
Mm-mm. Sir. Nope.
I say, are you?
Right. Would you like a pudding pop?
Right.
Speaking of, Mark, I forgot to tell you about that story. You know, Bill Cosby, that right there. Bill Cosby's back in the news, speaking of pudding pops.
Okay.
And he's talking about he doesn't want the case with the Temple University. I think she was a professor or teacher or whatever, where like years ago he settled and gave her money and it was all hush hush.
Okay.
But now the AP is trying to put that shit out and he's like, no, it's going to embarrass him. And it's not going to be like, you know, nobody needs to know the details of that case because it's not great. It's like, really?
It's too late for that shit.
Okay, right. I was like, oh, okay. All right, straight from the Bill Cosby files that are, he thought that probably went away because there was other news happening on top of that. Right, but yeah. we still remember.
Okay.
Anyway, I digress.
No
doubt. Just had a little moment right there.
Well, let's get into today's offering. Okay. I got a couple. I got a couple good ones, and I don't know which one it means. Okay. Meeny, meeny, miny, moe. That's okay. All right, Queen. I'm gonna let you choose. Do you want to do a question that talks about love, or do you want to do a question that talks about cheating?
Let's do some. Well, I could say love, but then it'll be like, somebody killed somebody because there was in love with them. Is it going to be one of those type of questions, or is it like a straight out love question?
It's a straight out love question.
Okay, let's go with love. So much hate. Yeah, so much hate. Let's go with love.
Okay. With that being said, is it possible to use/waste all your love on wrong people and not have any or enough to give Mr. or Mrs. Wright when they finally enter your life?
That's a good question. Yeah, because I think people can come out just being damaged and fucked up, and when the right person, or they, you know, the right person or the person that was sent for them comes into their lives, that I think that they may overlook them because of people that treated them like shit before. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like you could totally turn off your mindset and be like, you know what? Anybody else that comes along, I don't care. I don't care about you. I'm not thinking about you. But then you have somebody that's in your life that's like treating you right, loving you, doing nice things for you, you know, all the little sunshine and flowery things, but you don't recognize it because, you know, you just had a really hard, damaged type of life, you know.
No doubt. Doc, you want to do that?
Yeah, I think, like, if somebody went through a real, real bad experience, like a divorce or something like that, it could be a little hard for them to just really open up their heart, like, when it comes to a new relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that person is really in love with you, I figure they'd stick it out, because if you've explained the situation, what went down before, you know, you met that person, of course they can see that wall. They should be able to see the wall, and if they stick there, you know, they hang in there long enough, I think once they break through the wall, the love that she had stored up, that she put aside for a minute, It'll come out.
And Doc,
depending on the situation.
You use an interesting word there that I want to kind of go in on. You said the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, the wall would suggest that there is love, but it's just being guarded or protected.
No doubt.
So I guess I want to take it. And if you have feedback for this, you can take it from either angle that you want. But I also want to introduce to the angle... Do you think it's possible to, wall or no wall, there's just no love there anymore?
Mm.
I'm just numb. I'm dry. I have no love to give.
I don't believe that.
To a person anymore.
I don't believe that.
So do you believe that it's there, or do you believe that if it's not there, it could be, I guess, sort of cultivated or...
I believe, I mean, inside everybody there is love, and there is a need to be loved. And I think that, you know, depending on how you feel about that person, you may have to wait a little bit, you know, to get it out of that person.
Work a little harder.
Right. Mm. Knowing that this, and if you feel strongly like, you know, this is the person for you, and you know they feel like, I know I love this person, but I'm just going to kind of, you know, because of all this shit that's happened in the past, I'm going to kind of pull away. But I'm going to come, you know, at times I'm going to come close, but I'm going to pull away. You know, and if you feel strongly about that person, I mean, try it.
Right.
So, I guess so from the angle that I'm talking about now. So, let's not look at it so much as someone was hurt and they were shocked into not having any more love. Mm-hmm. Let's say that you were in a previous marriage or a previous relationship and you just gave of yourself and gave of yourself and gave of yourself, and the marriage didn't work, not for whatever reason, the marriage just didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the marriage, you were just drained. I'm done. I have nothing else left to give.
I just feel like if you have a giving spirit, you have a giving spirit.
Time, you feel time will replenish.
Yeah,
it.
I do. I'm going a little bit left, but it's still a relationship nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've told you guys about the friendship I had with, you know, these girls, and I used to think like we were ride or die, and like they was gonna be my golden girls, and you know, we were gonna be in a porch like 80 on a rocking chair, you know, talking about shit and still, you know, chasing after people, drinking and whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that didn't happen. You know, so I thought, you know what? I'm not going to have any more friends. I'm not going to have any more good girlfriends, because I know where this road can lead me. And I shut down for a while when it came to having really good girlfriends, you know. And for some reason, you know, I have another set of friends that came in my life. And You know, and I really love them and I care about them, and they were able to break down that wall that I thought that I was like, I ain't having no more good girlfriends ever again. If I could just not have friends, I would be okay. Which of course is a lie. But, you know, and that's what I thought at the time. But they were able to break down my wall of bullshit. And because I knew, you know, like for me, I'm like that friend that I'm like, if I'm your friend, I'm your friend, and I'm going to do whatever and anything I can for you. And when it changed, you know, I was like, ugh, forget it. Forget about it. I don't want to be anybody's friend. But they changed it for me.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? And so I think that's possible. I think it really just depends on the person, and I think it could happen for you. You know?
Yeah, so. Me too. That's just like meeting somebody for the first time, and they can come off like a real mean grouch.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Prick your finger.
Shut up.
And it may take maybe 4 or 5, a month, maybe 2 months. You know, you go in there the next week, they still, yeah, put it right there. Yeah, man. Yeah, put it right there. It may take just one conversation,
mm-hmm.
maybe after 2 month period mm-hmm. of time. You know, you come in with a Redskin hat on or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know. You know, he could be a Dallas fan, the Grinch that stole right. Christmas. You know, but he opened up. Oh, you a Redskin fan, huh? Y'all side, blah, blah. You know, even though you didn't like what he said, mm-hmm. then you're going to come back with something else to say. And then the following week, you know, it could be a totally different conversation. Then right. on and on and on, 6 months later, you know, hey, dog, you know, come on, man. We going down to the what's the name or whatever. You know, meet us down there. You know, right. you know, just... They come out of time sometimes, I think.
Right.
Yeah. I dig it. I can dig
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, I would like to I would like to hear from both sides of the fence from our listeners, whether it was someone feels that their love tank just ran empty because they just gave so much and there's just nothing there, or to the people that want to address it from a traumatic situation.
Mm.
That maybe they put the wall up and feel the love is not there or whatever. Mm. I don't know. Whatever. Let us know. Can you not have love when Mr. or Mrs. Wright comes along?
That's right.
That's what we're all searching for.
Yeah.
Aren't we?
Searching for love.
L-O-V-E. Queen, where can they send that information?
Please send your feedback to indeepshow@yahoo.com. And we're also... post a question on our Facebook page. And you can leave a voicemail at 202-202-750-1437-1IDS.
We'll be right back, y'all. Read the show notes. Welcome back, y'all. It's your man, Big B, here. So, we didn't have a being black moment this week, but I had a being very creepy moment.
Being creepy.
So let me set the stage a little bit for you. My daughter, she went away for a little bit. I'm all alone. I'm kind of sad about it. But that's another show. But anyway, before she left, we were able to hang out on Friday, and you know, we ate and you know, played some games, and then we went to see the movie Inside Out and all that good stuff.
Was it cute?
It was. It was. It's a really good movie. I kind of put it on the level of, I don't know if you ever saw the movie WALL-E. Where the message is really more for adults.
Okay.
Although there was animation and stuff for the kids.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway. Me and my daughter, we were super silly all day long from the moment we woke up. I mean, we were just chasing each other, hitting each other, just all day. Got to the movie theater, all throughout the movie, we're hitting each other and blah, 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 whatever. So, after the movie, I was like, I need to go to the bathroom. So I'm walking to the bathroom, and, you know, she's kind of like walking behind me, like mimicking me or whatever. So I was like, all right, wait right here. I said, do you have to go to the bathroom? She was like, no. I said, all right, wait right here. So I start walking again, and she's walking behind me, mimicking me. And I'm like, okay, wait right here. So I start walking again. Then in my periphery, I see her, you know, still behind me. So I turn around, and I'm like, yo, wait right here. Unfortunately, it was somebody else's two little boys. And I tried to catch myself. I was like, no, don't wait right here. Come on in.
Oh, gosh.
No, wait a minute. Don't come in the bathroom with me.
Yeah, boy.
So I was like, man, I'm out of here. Because if one of these little boys go back and say, Mommy, that man want me to come in the bathroom with him.
Your pee went right back up, huh?
I had the pee. I had the little turtle action going on.
Wow.
Slim, I was gone. I grabbed Kane. Was like, we out of here. Let's go. She's like, y'all gotta use my mouth. Not anymore. I was like,
being creepy.
Creepy was because the looks of shock and horror on those boys' face. Like, because at first I was like, wait right here. They were like, ooh. And I was like, no. Go ahead, come in the bathroom. And she was like, what the
fuck? Right. Stranger danger.
Right.
That's so funny. Yeah, that was, that was great.
Wow.
But yeah, we went up to Runner Mills and peeped a movie up there.
Cute.
You know, that was my excuse to get closer to the Nike store.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I'm sorry. I didn't get anything. KK cleaned up.
I'm sure she did.
Damn. But anyway, Runner Mills, not too far from the wonderful city of Baltimore. And we all know what happened with the gentleman Freddie Gray up there.
Mm-hmm.
And tragic in its own right and everything. And I need to do more research on it.
Right.
But if I'm not mistaken, I read somewhere and I also spoke with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out, CDB. That said, they're going to erect a community center bearing his name? Now, people, let's be real here. It was horrible what happened to him.
Absolutely.
But I don't quite remember Freddie Gray being a pillar of the community. I'd even go as far to say he was being arrested. I mean, what happened after the arrest or during the arrest is horrible.
They said possibly falsely arrested.
Okay.
But arrested nonetheless.
Right.
I mean, I'm with you. I don't know enough to really speak on it, but I'm like,
should we be moving this fast to do something like that?
Community garden, because I thought I saw something about a community garden as well, and something about murals.
All of that.
Mm-hmm.
Should we be building? I mean, what have we learned about building statues, people? Yeah. I mean, shout out Joe Paterno, Penn State.
Ugly. I don't know. I mean, I guess if you are going to do that and it's going to help somebody maybe stay out of trouble, you know, to do a rec or like a garden, then sure, that's cool.
But isn't the one thing we have on our side time? Time to research this person, time to research.
Oh, well, you know, when that happened, all his shit was out in the street, on Front Street anyway. Everything he ever did, you know, when it came to the law.
So he's worthy of these honors?
You know what? I can't really say that. But I say if it may be like it could do the opposite maybe for somebody. If it's going to help keep a kid, you know, out of the streets and doing the same shit that he was doing, then sure, go for it. You know, now if people are like, oh, you know, St. Freddie, then
so we should be looking out for Trayvon Martin Court?
I would think maybe, I don't know, I'm sure people have already done stuff for him already, but you know,
I wonder if Dude still lives in that house.
Who?
Zimmerman.
No, remember he's like somewhere told they moved his ass somewhere else and where he totally got in trouble somewhere else.
I thought
like,
he was just traveling when he was.
Oh no, no, no. They moved him like he moved somewhere else and was still fucking getting in trouble somewhere. I mean, eventually we're gonna read the news. He's gonna get killed or die or whatever. Who cares? But anyway,
foresight.
I'm just saying.
Foreshadowing.
I'm just saying.
We hope.
You heard it first. Here on IDS. I mean, but seriously, like, I don't know. What do you think, Marky Mark?
Nah. Not a community center. You know. I mean, most of the community centers and places like that, libraries and stuff, we have because somebody did something memorable.
But we have Marion Burry. I mean, you know, he did do some great stuff, but he also did some shady shit.
I mean, yeah. Okay. He was caught smoking crack. That he did. But he did more good. Yeah. I mean, okay, what Tax good evasion. Did Freddie do? Freddie didn't have any summer jobs for anybody. Freddie wasn't fighting for war at 8. Freddie didn't. I mean, come on. Marion Burry did a lot of good things. I mean, he did one bad thing, smoking crack. Shit.
Tax evasion.
Right. I'm like, oh, yeah. There's that too. What he just said.
What?
The years of tax evasion.
Oh, shit.
Who I mean, no doubt. Me.
I'm going to tell you, it's so funny. When you hear people champion. Mary.
I'm saying he did.
They are of an age group, and they say one thing. He got me my first job.
That's right. Who I say. I didn't even mention that.
Right, 30 years ago. Uh-huh.
You said summer child program.
No, I'm talking about right now in my speech. I didn't say
that. Yes, you did. Right. You just said that.
No, he didn't. He didn't say he got him one.
No, not first. Him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He didn't
but
say
you brought
he.
Up the summer child program.
Yeah. Well, or did
he? I don't remember bringing the summer child program.
You didn't? Can we put money on it?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I said nothing about the summer of you program until you just said it.
So okay.
I said it. I don't.
I didn't say it.
What's
it? I didn't say it.
Either way, okay.
131.
But yeah. Okay. So.
So can we shake on first? How much are we gonna put on it?
Okay.
Let's put what I owe you on it.
Owe me back like you owe your rent. Owe me back like
nah,
money.
Can we put a percentage of it? 50%.
Oh.
50% of what you have?
All right, you really want to do that?
Huh?
You really want to do that?
Should I put up the whole 100?
Oh. Pay me what you owe me.
Yeah.
Bitch better have my money.
Hey.
All right, let's just make it a gentleman's $20 bet. All
right. There we go. Oh, okay. That was really.
Okay, reach.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
right. Equipment in the way.
I thought it was going to be some. Dap, dap.
All right,
it's very much like.
Dap, good dap.
Shake. Beep. Right. Anyway, so.
Yeah, but. I mean, what has Freddie done other than get arrested and well, I'm not gonna say that.
What, get arrested and die?
I mean, most of the people that we have statues of, libraries of, you know, recreational centers of people that did a lot of good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, like I said, Marion Burry, you know, done some things, you know, but I think he did more good.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really care what they name it as. If it really helps somebody stay out of trouble, I think that's the most important thing. You know, maybe it could again help somebody go a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So
there you go.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. It's the musical director.
Okay. Too soon. Anywho.
Wow.
So I don't know if we really want to hear from you on that part of the show.
I don't agree. Like I said, I don't agree with them doing the memorial thing.
Yeah,
I mean,
I got you.
I don't. I mean, but if it makes the people from Baltimore feel better, if it helps the youths try to strive.
The two youths. Okay, I'm gonna go really left since you brought up a movie. I was just watching Coming to America.
Okay.
And you know how you always say, the boy good.
Uh-huh.
And I saw that part and it made me laugh and think about you.
Oh.
Because you know they were doing the whole thing and I was like, oh yeah, Mark. Mark says that all the time.
And I guess you didn't realize.
No, I knew, but I guess I forgot.
Okay.
But then I saw it, I was like, oh shit, that's okay. Yeah. That's what Mark is saying all the time. The boy good.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Little side note.
Baltimore, y'all want the rec center? I'm happy for you and more build power it. To you. Yeah, do your thing. Do your thing.
I mean, if you build, decide to do a garden and you get some fruits and veggies and
there you
from
go.
It, awesome.
That's right.
Because it's going
right.
to, you know, feed people.
That's right.
I think that would be great. Mm-hmm. And it would keep people out of trouble, like
there
I said
you
before.
Go. There yeah. you keep them out of CVS.
They're going to be out of CVS for a long, long time.
They still selling that stuff, man. That's the word on the street. Whatever they got out of CVS is high commodity.
Welp. Everything I do is going to be funky.
There you go. There you go.
How about that? Well, let's get out of here.
really? Okay.
What? Doc, two fingers, one finger.
Okay. Two fingers for the rec center for Freddie Gray.
Really?
I mean, you know, hey, okay. If they're going to do it, they're going to do it, no matter what we say. So more power to them. One finger. I don't have a one finger. I don't have one.
To this weather we're having.
One finger.
Oh, two fingers to the U.S. girls team. They're still doing it, right?
Mm-hmm. Women's soccer?
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. as far as I know, the last game, I know they beat China.
1-0, yep.
Right.
How about one finger to run the errands at work?
Oh. yeah. one finger that people, when they finish their route, still want to go pay their rent and pay their insurance.
Hey, you got shit to do.
Right. Yeah, you know.
You just sit there and be quiet.
Boy, that's what I did, too.
Shut it.
Shit, he might make my day longer tomorrow if I'd have commented on that shit today.
Shut it.
Queenie.
All right. Well, I have two fingers, so bear with me. One, two, three, four. Okay. Goes to Bree Newsom and James. Didn't you do that
one last week?
No, it just happened on Saturday. Oh. We talked about it on the RTR.
Oh, okay.
That's where you're getting it
from.
That's what it is. Yeah. You know, salute to Bree for climbing that pole and taking that damn flag down and being a warrior and saying, you know what, I know what's going to happen, and for that ending peacefully, you know.
Shout out to Bree being inspiration to
for
women to climb poles.
Proud to the people.
Don't do it. Sir, don't do it. We were having a good show. Don't do it. We at the end. Don't do it. Not today. Okay. And another two fingers goes out to our president, El Presidente, for him being in office and being like, you know what, this is my last.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to say what I want to say.
It.
Right.
I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to stand up in front of this black congregation and sing Amazing Grace.
All right.
Yes. All right. Let's see. One finger to Miss Johnson that's flying her Confederate flag. was very nice to me the week before, and all of a sudden
it's one of your neighbors.
No, it's some some
gotta,
weird
gotta
yeah something
recap to recap.
Yeah something we were talking about on RTR. But all right. So Miss Johnson, just a metaphor for everybody that's flying their Confederate flag this week because that shit is in the news and it's cool, and you think you're showing your Southern pride when you're really being an asshole. So.
Gotcha.
Ma'am, get down off that pole.
Ma'am,
come down off that
pole.
Ma'am. Well, if you're not going to come down, I'm going to pull out the wands.
Ma'am. Stop, pop that pussy. Oh, you know what? Again, not today, sir. Don't do it. Nope.
Wow.
The views of Big B are not necessarily the views of Queenie. Can I go with you, Mark?
Yep.
And Mark.
Yeah, yep.
Okay. Damn.
That's right.
Mark.
No, I was thinking about something else.
Trade dance, motherfucker.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, I was thinking about that Dukes of Hazzard thing. Just the good old boy.
Goddamn, yeah. Who wasn't singing that? Me. Wasn't thinking about it. Never meaning no harm.
Right. When y'all were talking, that's why I was like, huh?
Been in trouble with the
two fingers.
The day they were born. Making the way. On the way, they know how.
What?
Damn it. I'm sorry, I just got it. Okay,
Drew,
sorry.
You're the only one got her mic turned off.
Sorry.
Two Fingers to Momentary Freedom. Feels kind of good.
All right.
It feels kind of good to be able to take my mind off things for a minute and smile again, man. S-M-I-L-E, smile, baby.
All right.
Definitely felt good. One finger to those who feel that they're going to attempt to wreck this moment of tranquility for me. You can't do it.
Not today, Satan. Not today.
That's right.
You can't do it.
Wait, no way.
No doubt. Well, we have come to the end of another offering IDS. Be sure to check out Recap the Recap that dropped this couple days ago, this weekend. Mm-hmm. Another chocked full high energy
girl
show. What else? Something else I need to talk. Oh, shout out to Cousin Dawn out there in Baltimore. Dawn's been meaning to get on the ball, and I know she is. I know once she sits down and tunes in wholeheartedly, it'll be what she wants. So shout out to you, girl.
All right.
Here's listening. We got to get out of here. We got to wrap this show up. As always, in closing, we like to say,
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
Where's your one? Give me much money and fuck me. Man, let me tell you something. You want to give me $1,500 to fuck me? You could never fuck me. You're kind of black. We stick to my body like an animal's bleach. We take it off, baby. My bleaching cream too expensive for lay along with you. And your belly, you need cool and cleanse. And me, I tell that right now. My pussy will shame the way your face ugly, my love. My pussy pretty on your face, my darling. My pussy is very pretty. And it's pretty on your face. And me couldn't take your hood. Your head is so fucking big. Me don't know, you'll probably kill me to rise by the time you lay down on top of me. Boy, you're mad. Yeah, come out here. Head, $1,005. You need $1,005 to buy some soap and some bleach and scrub your fucking stinking balls. You would probably have rotten off. Cool your toe. Come talk to me, boy. You're like a dog shit. You need cool and cleanse. Come talk to me. Don't blood clot run. But $1,005 if you fuck me, you can't fuck me. You need $1,005 for your blood clot self. You need $1,005 for wash off your blood clot dick. You need cool and cleanse to wash out your gut. You're fucking small, dude. You probably need extender of blood clot Viagra. What the fuck you're talking about? You're bright. Who the fuck you think you're talking to? Do you fucking know me? You don't know me from nowhere. But $1,005 you fuck me. You need $1,005 to get a fucking brain together. You lost your fucking mind. Are you out of your fucking mind? You're fucking black and so crusty. My bleaching cream, me not fit by $1,000 worth. If you take off the black way I put by my body. You're out of order. You're out of order. No, I'm out of order in passing place. And I must tell him what he deserves. Him is wrong. And I'm gone to a blood clot for a Jamaica me come from. Me a 41 years old. The boy black and ugly and rusty in a pussy clot. My pussy that vomit by your blood clot.